It's 10:01 a.m. on a Monday, all at once. Your sales leader needs to know which deals are at risk. Your PM wants feature adoption by cohort, and your CFO needs one last graph for the board. Now your data team has to say no to somebody. Hex changes that. Ask any data question in plain English and get an analyst-grade response, all backed by your actual business context as defined by your data team. Start saying yes to more data questions at hex.ai.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
I'm Melissa Carter. Who are the Atlanta Ghost Hunters?
They are. They do this as a hobby. Atlanta Ghost Hunters is a group of people who really get into ghost investigation. So they go out, they find people who are in Metro Atlanta, in Atlanta, and outside of Atlanta that say, "Look, something weird is going on in my home. I don't know what it is. Can you come and investigate?" And on their own time and for free, they will go to these homes and then they will record what they hope will get EVPs, which electronic voice phenomenon. Which a lot of times the belief is that spirits, you know, their voices, noises can be caught on, you know, in a recording device. So that's what they do. And if they do find something, then they'll come on the Burt Show and they'll tell us all about it.
And if they don't come, if they don't find anything, they don't come on at all.
Right.
So they always have something. So Andy is actually, he's usually in studio as he describes these clips, but he's stuck in traffic this morning. Hey, Andy.
Good morning. Yeah, so to whoever decided to cause this wreck at 10th and 14th, yeah, one of my ghost buddies is going to be showing up at your house tonight.
Andy,
so.
I warned you about it earlier. I don't know why you weren't listening.
Well, what do you do when you're in downtown Atlanta? So whenever their lights start turning on and off tonight in the middle of the night, that's sending one of my buddies over to their house. So.
Hey, Andy, before we get into the clips that you have today, do you know anything about seances and spirits and stuff that are sort of, what's the word I'm looking for? That are brought called, yeah, I guess, to a seance.
You know, we kind of take the scientific approach. We look for things that can actually be quantified, things that can be recorded, reviewed, things like that. I'm not really sure what necessarily the difference is between necessarily what we do and what a seance is, other than during a seance you hold hands and you have candles lit. My personal feeling is if you're calling on the spirits that you want to communicate with them, whether you're holding hands and have a candle going on or not, you're still really asking for the same thing. So I don't know if there's much of a difference, but we don't really do the seance thing with, you know, sitting around and doing, you know, that kind of thing. We're more of a, we want to stay mobile, you know, we ask the questions, we want to find out who they are, but we're trying to get them to talk to us where we can record it versus, you know, and I heard you guys talking about that earlier. We just really go for the scientific side of it versus, you know, the seance side of it.
If we were on a ghost hunt with you and wanted to hold your hand, would you let us?
Jen or Melissa, absolutely.
We had one, somebody called up this morning and said they did one of these seances that we're going to do Friday morning on the show.
Okay. All right.
And they were like drained of their energy, you know, like they could really feel the spirit sort of took them over and drained them of their energy. Has that ever happened to you on any one of these?
You know, the only time that I've ever had anything like that really happen to me, we were doing an investigation at the Kennesaw House. It's the Marietta Museum of History right there in the square of Marietta. And I normally don't provoke spirits. You know, I think you get a lot more with honey than you do vinegar. But this particular time, I was just kind of, you know, Sherman had stayed in this building quite some time, and I just started kind of calling Sherman a punk. And, you know, you come into our city and burn down all our stuff.
Oh.
And it was, you know... instantly, as soon as that happened, I got the worst migraine headache I've ever had in my entire life. And, I mean, it was to the point I was nauseous. I just couldn't even, I couldn't think. I couldn't, I just didn't want to go on anymore. All the investigators wound up going out after drinks after the investigation, and I just wanted to go home. I was beat.
Did you hear that, Jeff? Jokey
so
spirit guy?
I don't know if they can really do it or not, but that was a good coincidence.
Okay, so no jokes while we're there. No jokey spirit guy, no, okay?
Jokey spirit guy.
Are we good with this, Jeff? Can we make that agreement?
Well, I mean, we'll see how it goes.
Well, no promises. Now, who's going to do the seance? Who'd you find?
I think we're still looking for somebody right now, aren't we?
Yeah. If we can't find a real seancer, we're just going to hire somebody from the whole world.
I got you.
All right, so what do you have today? Where did you go?
Well, this one, I've got to keep the location confidential. It was just based on the type of property this is. They didn't want any advertising of what the property was or where it was. All I can say is this facility had about 6 different buildings on it. We are aware of deaths that did take place in some of these buildings. I can tell you that it's a school in Metro Atlanta, a private school in Metro Atlanta, is basically all that I can tell you.
Okay. What kind of deaths? Accidental or?
It was mainly age, people dying of old age in these in each of these old buildings that were there. So
okay.
Now we didn't get a chance to investigate all 6 buildings. We had access to several of them. But the voices that we caught had nothing to do with any of the old age people that would have died there. The voices that we caught, nothing sounds like it's an old age. And that's why I don't necessarily know if it has to be somebody that died on the property or if it's attached to a particular object that's on the property, or are these just random wandering spirits? Because some of these just make absolutely no sense for it being a school. For any of the deaths that took place, it's just wild, random things that we catch on these things.
So this sounds so
horribly confusing,
like the plot of a horror movie right here. Like it's an old retirement home or something, and they build a school on top of it to torment all the kids, and one by one, the kids are getting freaked out.
Used to be a graveyard. Watch out!
All right, so go ahead. You just tell us what you found, man, and what you were feeling while you were there.
Sounds good. Well, this first one is very clear, and again, this one is just one that just makes you go, what? You know, huh? How is this possible? This one, it just sounds like skinheads. We're not skinheads. We don't have anybody that's on our investigation team that's skinheads, but it clearly sounds like to us that it says skinheads.
Skinheads.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Let's hear that again.
Skinheads. Are you sure it's not butterflies?
Could it be sinners?
Maybe. Play it again.
I hear skinheads.
It does sound like skinheads. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
And the whispering thing, too.
Oh, wait a minute. Play it again.
Skinheads.
Does anybody hear kids in there? Something kids?
Skinheads.
Something. Like before they says skin? Like there's the word kids in there at first?
Something like that. Something kids.
Skinheads.
I don't know.
Something kids.
I don't know. But if any of the listeners, if they hear anything different over the radio,
okay.
Definitely call and let us know, because it always sounds different over the radio. But that's the first impression we caught with skinheads, at least.
Okay.
All right. So the next clip that we've got here, and again, these are relatively small buildings at this facility. So none of the buildings are very large at all. And if this one was actually captured in one of the buildings where we just left the recorder in there and just actually walked out. So go ahead and play the clip. I want to see if you guys can tell us what you think you hear on this.
Help.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Clear.
Wow.
That's
a crazy one.
Yeah, and nobody's in this particular building at all. This is just one of the recorders that was just left there.
That's clearly help.
Yeah.
And we catch that all the time. We catch help all the time. And, it just absolutely freaks us out because we catch it all the time.
Wasn't that your theory? Haven't you told us that before, that some spirits just are sort of caught? They don't know which way to go. They don't, are they alive? Are they dead? And they're just looking for some guidance?
You know, I don't even, I honestly, at this point, I don't even know if these are ghosts of dead people. I don't know if these are demons. I don't know if they're angels. I don't know if they're spirits. I don't know what these things are. So I hate to even start to wonder about what they are, or about what state of death they're in, when I don't even know that they're dead people. Because like Melissa mentioned yesterday, the one EVP that makes me question, are these really people that are dead? Is that EVP that I caught years ago that says, oh gosh, they're thinking we're ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
And that one right there, every time that I hear one of these things, just tries to remind me, okay, maybe these things are not ghosts. Maybe these are not the death, the voices of dead people that have not moved on. But then again, maybe heaven and hell is nothing more than just a different dimension that exists in the same time and space that we're in right now. And it's basically just a different, a different parallel universe.
Wow. Gee, I can't tell you how many times I've had that conversation, bro.
Yeah. And,
with myself, bro.
To me, I think there's science behind everything. Even with the religious aspect of it, there's got to be science behind this.
Wow. Okay.
So, all right, this next one that we've got here, and I kind of like not telling you what I think I hear. I want to see what you guys think you hear on this one. This one is also caught in that same building. Nobody was saying anything in this particular clip, so it's just dead air. And then we caught the what you tell us what you think you hear.
All right, let's play a round of what the freaky ghost is saying. If you guys think you got it, buzz in. That flew underneath my radar on that one.
Hey, one more time?
Mm-hmm. You got it? No, seriously, that's what it's saying. One more time.
No, it's not.
I swear.
It is?
Yes.
I can't hear that one. There's like a high-pitched squeal that seems like it's kind of blurring it out to me.
You think it says one more time, though, right?
I heard Kwanzaa Hall for City Council.
Andy, is that the one more time one?
It is. Yes, it sure is.
Well, that's no weird.
No joke.
I'm scared of myself. I don't want to be alone in my house tonight.
Knowing what it is, let's see if we can hear it. Yeah, I got nothing on that.
Is it
one.
The very beginning when somebody says something?
You know, honestly, is I can't hear it over the phone because I can't remember exactly. I've been listening to so much audio these past 2 weeks. I can't remember where it is in that clip. I'm pretty sure it's at the beginning, though.
One more time is what they're saying, and I'll play it one more time.
Yeah, I heard it at the beginning.
The beginning.
It's in the very, very beginning of the clip, and it's way off in the distance.
Yeah. I heard it the first time you played it. That's why I said it.
All right, now this last one, you're definitely going to have some help on this one. The owner of the facility, she says, can you stomp on the floor? So that's what you're hearing at first, is can you stomp on the floor? And then what I actually hear, now Dreema and I kind of, we differ on what we hear in the middle. I hear, do they hear me? And then you'll, after that, and it sounds like a little girl saying that, and then afterwards, you hear a man with almost a British accent that says, I don't know. So you hear, can you stomp on the floor? That's the owner. And then what I hear is, do they hear me? And then a man's voice say, I don't know.
The children's ones are always the ones that freak you out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
Wow.
I can definitely hear the last part of it.
Yeah, you can definitely hear the I don't know. You have to listen a little bit closer for the child right in the middle.
It's like a whisper of a child and a whisper of a guy, right?
Exactly. But the guy, if you listen to it, he definitely has some sort of accent to it. I can't pick up the accent, but there's some sort of accent that he has.
Jeff?
It's certainly British. He's a British haunting thing.
You know, huh? I'm pretty good with accents.
He's a British haunting thing.
Yeah, that's Scottish. Weird.
Yeah, it definitely got some sort of accent to it. But that one, yeah, like you said, anytime you catch kids, it's always freaky. We don't catch as many kids recently as, I mean, they're the very beginning when we were doing a bunch of investigations early on. We were catching kids left and right.
Well,
so I guess it's
school's back in session
or something.
Wow. Okay, so let's hear this one more time.
I'm getting a bunch of text messages from people saying that first one, skinheads, is scaredy cats.
Hey, Andy, you're coming in studio earlier tomorrow morning, right?
Absolutely, and I'm leaving like 4 o'clock in the morning, so I'm getting stuck in this stuff. So all these people driving by on their interstate with me on the side of the road, this ain't gonna happen again.
Hey,
so,
give us a little tease on what we can hear tomorrow. Where'd you go?
All right, tomorrow. Now we had to actually move. This was the one we were gonna do today was the one where we actually caught the 8 EVPs where the school actually had been burnt down.
Mm-hmm.
She couldn't be on radio today, so we decided to move. You know, kind of swap them around. So we're gonna get that one tomorrow. And then we're also going to play at the very end, if you're cool with it, a couple of clips. We went back to another location that we did last year for Halloween. We went back to follow up, and we got some more stuff. It's actually calling out one of the names of one of the employees that's there. So,
you got it, man.
We'll try and squeeze that in as well if we can.
Awesome. All right, Andy, we'll see you in studio tomorrow.
Right on, guys. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, man.
Go to the website, AtlantaGhostHunters.com, or I think you guys have it linked over from your website. We'll have all the EVPs that we played today and yesterday and all throughout the week. We'll have it on the website so they can listen to it over again.
Sounds great, man. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right, guys. Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye.
The Burt Show.
Any team that's tested AI tools for data has seen the pattern already. AI gives a different number than your BI tool. Metrics don't match across teams. and inevitably, users lose trust. It turns out, turning on AI is easy, but making it work on data is not. Hex AI was built to solve this. The key is nailing context. Hex is built to unify and curate your data context for agents. Data teams can observe, govern, and continuously improve every AI answer, so answers get smarter the more your team asks. The result? Your entire organization asks data questions in natural language and trusts the answers. Not because the AI got lucky, because it knows your business and its data. Because that's what an AI analytics platform should do. Join data teams from Cursor, Lovable, Ramp, AWS, and over 2,000 more at hex.ai.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.